Could you speak a little about the structure of the Pali Canon? How much was written down in the Buddha's time? Actually, there was nothing written down in the Buddha's time. It was all committed to memory, and India was predominantly an oral culture, and particularly for religious and spiritual teachings, even into modern times now, the Hindu tradition, they're trained from a very young age, the Brahmins, in the priestly caste, are trained from a very, very young age of committing things to memory and learning, being able to listen and remember. It's a capacity of the mind that can be developed, and certainly was at the time of the Buddha, so that the writing was known at the time. I mean, what writing was used at the time, but it wasn't considered something that you'd do for a religious text or religious teachings. That it was like writing and sort of written language. It was more for business and for religious teachings. So it was considered kind of demeaning to write it down, to venerate it. You committed it to memory and passed it on. So it was an object of devotion. So that for several hundred years after the Buddha passed away, the scriptures were committed to memory and passed on. And it's also the origin of chanting, because one of the ways of memorization is reciting, and you recite out loud. And then to check, there were councils from time to time, where the monks from different areas would come together, and then they would recite together the scriptures, and you had reciters and then listeners, and you listen for discrepancies, and when there was a discrepancy, then you stop, and then you have to go back and figure out what's the discrepancy, why is there, how to resolve that, and so that there's a so the maintaining of a fairly accurate account of the Buddha's teachings, because sometimes I think in modern view is that, oh, it wasn't written down for hundreds of years. Who knows what they were doing? But it's more the other way around. They started writing it down. Well, who knows what they were doing? a lot more scope for changing things. The structure of the Pali Canon is It's actually called Tipitaka, which is like three baskets. And basket of the, say, the books of discipline, baskets of the suttas or the spoken word of the Buddha, and the baskets of the Abhidhamma, which are a much later addition, more like commentarial literature. And it's considered integral to the teachings from a historical perspective, but in terms of, say, at the time of the Buddha, what was there with the instructions in, on the training, rules of training, conduct, procedures for maintaining communal harmony, and then the teachings, of course, that the Buddha gave over 45 years. So a lot was committed to memory and passed on. And then when it was written down, then it was maybe codified a bit more. It's, of course, there's lots of murky areas that are still being, trying to figure out what are the layers of the Pali Canon, what are the earlier teachings, which ones were additional, and there's, of course, there's raging controversies in scholarly articles and whatnot, but I think there's enough of the teachings in the Pali Canon to get a confident basis of, oh yeah, this is what the historical Buddha taught. Okay, Four Noble Truths, Eightfold Path, Dependent Origination, advice on all sorts of different aspects of training and teaching and living.